This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Friday night, 9:25 p.m., UConn against Oklahoma, the first round of the NCAA tournament in Raleigh, North Carolina. And if they win that, possibly a matchup with the University of Florida. Talk a little bit more about it. Our good friend David Borges from CT Insider. You go to ctinsider.com. You can read everything there is to be read about the UConn men. David, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brian. Yourself?
Good, man. These 8-9 matchups are brutal. I mean, that might be that's the toughest game out of all of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the way it's designed, and certainly you get through that, and you're most likely playing a number one. So, but you know, UConn pretty much deserves where they're at, and they're going to have to fight for to advance in this tournament this year.
What do you think of the team? I mean, I'll give you my hot take in a second, but just generally, you've been around them all year long. What are your thoughts on this group?
Well, the obvious thing is that they have, and this has been said by a lot of people, very high ceiling. They've had some really good wins this year, road wins against really good teams, and obviously a very low floor. Maui was obviously three losses in a row to unranked teams at the time, and then, of course, you know, they lost to Seton Hall, which only won two Big East games all year. So somewhere in between is probably where they are, which makes the 8 seed fitting. I think my observation is that it's been a very exhausting season for UConn, and I wonder if that just ends up catching up with them at some point, or maybe they're re-energized by kind of a new start to in this NCAA tournament. They got a few days; they don't play till Friday, and maybe they re-energize a little bit. But I do think it's been a tough, exhausting season for them, with little mini controversies and things like that. And That's kind of like the main takeaway I've had from this season.
Yeah, it's a great point. And they feel like, I mean, you can say this about a lot of teams, but they do feel like a team that could lose to Oklahoma, and they do feel like a team that could go to the Final Four, depending on how things fall. I just, you know, I always talk about alpha. You know, like Alex Caravan's not an alpha. He's not going to carry the team on his back necessarily. It almost seems at certain points that, I mean, Solo Ball has that great shot at certain points, but it almost seems at certain points nobody wants to be that guy. McNeely kind of does, and sometimes he can't get the separation. I mean, does it seem like they really lack like an alpha scorer who wants the ball?
I do think McNeely can be and is that guy. Like you said, you know, he is a freshman. He struggled a little bit lately. They probably don't have a guy like that. I mean, you know, a guy like certainly Tristan Newton was that guy last year at times. You know, they've had guys like that in recent years. But, yeah, I would say that's true. Solo Ball, like you said, great shooter, struggles in some other aspects of the game. And Alex is a leader, but he's not sort of a lead dog in the sense that he's going to take a team and put it on his shoulders and kind of guide him to victory. Although you know, we'll see what I think Alex is still a big mystery going into this tournament. So it'd be interesting to see how well he plays.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched more of them this year than even the last 2 years. They seem like all really good kids. You can speak to that. And I mean, the words that he used to describe Samson Johnson, Dan Hurley did, it was just, I mean, I was like, wow. I mean, that kid must be an unbelievable kid. But, being really good individuals doesn't necessarily make him a talented team. But my question is, in terms of like what they lack, like a pure point guard, maybe another alpha scorer, is there anyone on the bench or anyone coming in next year that's going to help change this dynamic?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, they have a very good freshman class coming in. Now, it's tougher these days for freshmen to make immediate impacts unless you're sort of a top 10, top 15 guy like Liam McNeely. They do have a kid, Braylon Mullins, come in who's kind of like a top 15, top 20 rated recruit. And another kid, Darius Adams, who's sort of top – actually three guys, really, who are kind of in the top 30 or so. So one of them is a 7-foot center who can shoot threes. Yeah, I think if you're looking ahead to next year, I do think that they'll probably have to go to the transfer portal to get a couple of guys, maybe certainly a point guard in all likelihood, and then maybe a kind of a, assuming Alex Caravan goes pro, maybe a sort of a four-man who can score and be sort of a leader out there as well. But as far as this year, maybe Aiden Mahaney emerges a little bit from a – kind of a little bit of a lost season. We saw some flashes in the Big East tournament, but and obviously Tyrus Reed has been great off the bench as a center, and I think he'd be the starting center next year, assuming he stays. So, they haven't had a huge amount of bench production other than Tyrus, and that's an issue going forward this year.
We're talking with David Borges from CT Insider, and again, go to ctinsider.com. He covers all things UConn men. And I have two last questions here. One is, people who don't follow it super closely, how do they match up against Oklahoma, and is it a winnable game in your opinion?
I definitely think it's a winnable game. Oklahoma, they were 6-12 in their league. Now, their league is the SEC, which is an all-time great league this year, 14 teams, which I think is a bit excessive, but 14 teams in the tournament. I think they were unbeaten in non-league play. They won the Battle for Atlantis down in the Bahamas. They beat Providence, who's had a bad year, but then they also beat Arizona and Louisville, both of whom were in their respective conference championship games this past weekend. So they've beaten good teams. They've played in a very tough conference, again, 6-12. But, but all that said, you know, their best player is a freshman, Jeremiah Fears, point guard, leading scorer, 17 points a game. But he's a freshman. We'll see what some of UConn's older players can do against them. I do think it's a very winnable game. It won't be easy. But after that, in all likelihood, it'll be Florida, who right now is playing like the best team in the country, and that'll be a huge challenge.
Yeah, they looked really good over the weekend. Do you mind telling us your Final Four?
Yeah, well, I do like Florida. I do like, I've been on Texas A&M all year, looking at a veteran team. I'm going to pick them as an upset coming out of the whatever the top left bracket is. I'm not sure which one that is, the one that Auburn's in. I guess it's the South.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, I think, Duke and Houston on the other side. So then I say Florida will beat Texas A&M, and I like Houston over Duke. Wow. So I like a Florida-Houston championship game, and that'll be kind of a great offense against a great defense, and we'll see what happens there. But I wouldn't be surprised to see Houston coming out winning it all.
Well done. Taking a stand.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A lot of chalk, but then again, Texas A&M is a 4 seed, so that's a little bit of an upset there, I guess.
Yeah, and Houston has, you know, had a great teams but not panned out in the tournament, you know, obviously in terms of winning at all. They've had some real talent, but not seeing Duke in the finals is a pull for sure. Safe travels, David. We always appreciate the insight.
All right, Brian, sounds good. Thank you.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.